Nobody tells you this before the wedding, but somebody really should. God designed marriage to make you holy, not just to make you happy. I know that might sound surprising at first, but stay with me, because this is actually one of the most freeing truths you will ever hear about marriage. Many of us walk into marriage expecting it to feel good all the time. So when conflict shows up, when communication gets hard, or when disappointment settles in, we start to wonder if something has gone wrong. But here is what I want you to hear today. Nothing has gone wrong. In fact, something has gone exactly right. God designed marriage to make you holy. And that is a far greater gift than happiness alone could ever be. Now, let us be clear about something. God is not against happiness in your marriage. Joy, laughter, tenderness, and delight are all beautiful. They are gifts from God. But happiness and holiness are not the same thing. Happiness depends on circumstances. It rises and falls with how you feel, how your spouse is behaving, and how life is going on any given day. That makes it unstable. Happiness alone cannot carry the full weight of a lifelong commitment. Holiness is different. It forms gradually, through surrender, through daily choices, through choosing to do the right thing even when it is hard. And holiness produces something happiness never can on its own. A deep, steady love that holds firm even when feelings come and go. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul compares marriage to the relationship between Christ and the church. That is a powerful picture, because the love Christ has for the church is a refining love. It pursues. It sacrifices. It forgives. It transforms. So when God joins two people together in marriage, he is not simply creating a lifelong companionship. He is creating something more like a refining fire, a space where two imperfect people are slowly shaped to look more like Christ. That is why the hard moments in your marriage are not signs of failure. More often than not, they are signs that God is doing his best work. One of the most humbling things about marriage is how clearly it reveals what is already inside us. Not what our spouse puts there, but what was always there, waiting for the right conditions to come out. Around friends and co-workers, we manage ourselves well. We keep our pride in check. We appear patient and generous. But that changes quickly when we live in close, daily proximity to another person with no audience and no performance to maintain. That is where marriage does its revealing work. The selfishness that only surfaces under pressure. The need for control we dressed up as responsibility. The insecurity that comes out as criticism. The fear that shows up as anger. None of these things were created by your marriage. They were simply uncovered by it. And here is what matters. God allows that uncovering on purpose. Not to shame you, but to show you exactly where grace is needed. Because you cannot work on what you cannot see. So what does it look like to pursue holiness together in your marriage? Here are just a few practical ways to start. First, pray with honesty. Not just safe, surface-level requests, but the kind of prayer that admits weakness and asks God to work in both of you. There is something deeply powerful about standing before God together as two people who know they need his grace. Second, choose curiosity over frustration. When your spouse does something that bothers you, try asking what might be underneath it before you react. Curiosity opens the door to understanding, and it reflects the kind of patient love that Scripture calls us toward. Third, repair things quickly. Conflict will happen, but bitterness is a choice. The couples who do well are not the ones who never argue. They are the ones who come back to each other quickly and sincerely. And finally, notice and name growth. Holiness moves slowly. So make a habit of acknowledging the ways your spouse is growing, and the ways you are too. Gratitude creates the kind of environment where growth keeps happening. Here is the beautiful paradox at the heart of all of this. When you stop demanding that marriage make you happy, you often find that it does. More deeply and more lastingly than it ever could have if happiness had been your only goal. When you accept that God designed marriage to make you holy, something shifts inside you. The pressure eases. The hard moments feel meaningful rather than threatening. Your spouse becomes someone you are growing alongside, not someone you are measuring against your expectations. Your marriage is not failing when things get hard. It is working exactly as God intended. He is working in you, in your spouse, and in the commitment you share together. Holiness forms in every conversation, every apology, every act of forgiveness, and every decision to keep loving when it would be easier to walk away. That is not a lesser kind of marriage. That is the most beautiful kind of love there is. Thank you for listening.